All right. Well, welcome to Seward, Alaska, everybody. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles will be taking on the Seward Seahawks. This is their junior varsity squad. And so we are just seconds away from tip-off. This is Justin Franchino calling in on KSDP, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint. Glad that you could make it. Excited to see some more Sandpoint basketball. Ball is tipped and is controlled. Looks like that's going to be Seward that comes up with the ball. And they're going to be going from my right to my left, and there's a traveling violation on Rose Terry, so we're going to go the other direction. As Sam Point's going to take over with the basketball. Pushing ahead the timeline. Now it is going to be a three-point basket taken and nailed. That's right out of the gate. Justina Porcincula. Coach tells me that that is not an uncommon thing to see from her. So Porcincula sinks the three, and then on the nice pressure defense full court at the traveling violation. So it's going to be Sam Point getting the ball right back. They're going to be coming back this way. Head of the hand on the ball up top. That's Porcincula. She drives to her left, goes to the baseline, kicks it over, three-point taken. Gardner in the corner, no good. Put back, no good by Gunderson. But then finally, it's going to be Madison Thompson who gets the put back. So two nice offensive rebounds there from the Lady Eagles. And a full-court pressure now again, really giving the Seward Seahawks some trouble here. A 3-2. It's got to keep her head up. That's going to be Rose Terry pushing it ahead. Basket's taken by Maddie Moore. That won't fall. Out of bounds, and we'll stay right here with the Seahawks.
I had to pipe myself up.
All right. Sorry, I missed it there. Basket rolled around and finally went in. Seward's going to get that one to drop. And it's going to be Sam Point pushing it the other way. Had some technical difficulties here. I'm actually having to pipe through my cell phone, so I'm trying to find a charger to make sure I can last through the entire game, because we don't want you to miss any of this action. Standpoint coming the other way. It's going to be Brittany Gardner taking the jumper. No good. Rebound to the Eagles. So 2 minutes into this ball game, it's 5-2. Standpoint with an early three-point advantage over the Seward Seahawks. Seahawks coming down. This is their junior varsity squad, so mostly freshmen and sophomores will be comprising this unit. Basket taken by Alexis Sullivan. That's no good. The ball's pushed ahead, and it's all alone. Porcincula, and she gets it to go. So five quick points from Porcincula to give a 7-2 advantage for the Lady Eagles. Five and a half left in this first quarter. Full court pressure, very effective. Got a trap in the backcourt. Gets it to the half court line and cross the half court line. Now it's going to be Sullivan. He tries to go over the top, but that's going to be taken away by Pangalinan. Pangalinan pushes it ahead. Missed layup by Gardner, but there's a rebound there by Gunderson. Nice job working the board. Kicks it out top. Three-point taken. Porcincula can't get it to go this time. Just a little too short, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be going Seward basketball here. Early on, Seward Seahawks have asked to take a 20-second timeout. So early on, their pressure really getting to the Seahawks. And if you're just tuning in, Justin Franchino here calling on KSDP 8:30 a.m. to Sandpoint. I'd like to welcome everybody to the program on Monday. Nick Olivas was playing Sandpoint. Sandpoint was playing in action there. It was the girls won 50-47 in a close one, and the boys won 77-55. So Sandpoint and King Cove both undefeated so far on this long road trip, which included that started last Wednesday and will conclude tomorrow. Tomorrow. The Sandpoint Eagles will be at Lumen Christi, and the King Cove teams will be at Sioux Valley. So here come the Seward Seahawks. They're going to turn it over once again. So good pressure defense here from the Lady Eagles. As they come down the floor, long jumper is going to be taken and connected on by Pangalinan. Pangalinan, we'll get that one sooner than later. Now 9-2, so an excellent offensive output by them early. 4:45 left in the first. Full court pressure. Seahawks able to dribble it up and get it to the timeline, and across the timeline now is Dow. She tries to go high post, bobbled around, long jumper taken on the right side, and connected. Rose Terry puts it in to now make it a 9-4 game. Seward trailing by 5, about the halfway mark here in the first period of play. Dribbling baseline, nice little floater, not able to drop. That's Gardner, bats around, and finally it's going to be more of the Seahawks coming up with that one. Pushing it ahead the timeline is Rose Terry. She's going to lose it. Stolen by Porcincula. She goes one-on-one. Pump fake. Pull up. And she gets it to go. Porcincula really pouring it on. 7 points now, 11-4, and there's a foul in the backcourt. So nice aggressive defense, and every once in a while that will happen. If you're playing hard, you're trying to get some steals, and eventually you will get called for a reach. But I'm sure that Coach Mobeck can live with that. There's a lot of good defense here early on for the Lady Eagles. Full court pressure again. Seward inbounding it. They got to go the length of the floor. See if they can do so. And called. This one. See who the foul is called on. She's going to pick up a second. So got to be careful. That's going to concern Coach Mobeck. She's got two personals early on. She is their most aggressive player up top. Seward coming down the other way. Little handoff pass in the lane. It's going to be Daisy Terry taking the shot. That's not going to drop. Batted around, and finally it's going to be Gardner coming up with it for Sandpoint. She'll bring it across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Still 11-4, 7-point advantage for Sandpoint. They're going to be a reach-in foul this time on Seahawks. 3:32 remaining in the first quarter, 11-4. That one's going to be called on Alexis Sullivan. So the Seahawks have a Daisy Terry and a Rose Terry, a very flowery family. Sandpoint with the ball up top. Nice lob inside. That was Gardner. Inside, the ball's passed around. Good pass in the lane. That's Brittany Gardner who finally comes up with it. And she gets 2 points. So 13-4, early advantage here. Fouls in the backcourt, and that's going to be a kickball call. That's a good thing because that was actually Porcincula who was closest to that, and he would not want her to be picking up her third foul. I'm surprised Coach Mobeck's leaving her in, but he must trust her. First time I've seen Sandpoint Lady Eagles play, so she must be a player that can play under control with fouls. That's a good skill to have. Seward comes down. That's Cash Money. Good job there. Shot taken now 6-13. Seward's going to push it ahead. Here comes the Lady Eagles. Porcincula with the ball up top. She's done a lot of the ball handling, a lot of the defensive load, and a lot of the scoring early. So Porcincula really leading the way here. Pass now from Gunderson inside. And the layup is taken by Madison Thompson. A good pass. She passed it down low to Gunderson. A little skip pass across the lane to find Thompson. That's the second time they've done that. Good execution there by passing the ball around the paint. Now there's going to be the ball pushed up the right sideline, but there's going to be a foul call just as they were crossing the half-court line. And we'll see who they got that one on. This will be the third team foul for the Lady Eagles, and this one was on Nicole Gunderson. That's her first. Porcincula with the two early ones. Three team fouls. 15-6. 2.5 remaining here in this first quarter action. Seward with the ball. 3 points taken and launched off the backboard and in. Rose Terry was on the right wing and banked the three in. Excellent shot by her, as now it's a 15-9 game. Here come the Lady Eagles inside. Another shot taken by Thompson. Can't get this one to go, but she will be fouled. So going to the free throw line is Madison Thompson. Already 4 points for her. So she's going to try to add to this. That's the second personal foul called on the Seahawks. This time it's going to be Maddie Moore. That's her first. She'll join Alexis Sullivan with two fouls apiece. Free throws taken. No good there by Thompson. So far, Coach Mobeck has not gone into his bench. Seahawks, on the other hand, have gone a little bit deeper. Already bring Charity Sinareski in, as well as Ali Tola. Second shot, also no good by Thompson, so leaves a couple of hanging there for the Lady Eagles. Here come the Seahawks trying to chip into the six-point deficit now to the two-minute warning here in the first quarter. Jump shot taken, well off the mark by Alexis Sullivan. Pushing it ahead for Sinkulis. Trying to find Gardner. She's able to finally track it down the sideline before it goes out of bounds. She goes back up top to Porcincula, who hits another one. So watch out. She's already in double digits. 10 points for Porcincula. It's an 18-9 advantage. A minute and a half left in this opening period of play. Seward pushing it ahead. It's going to be on the left wing now. It's a little bit of a skirmish, and it's going to be Gunderson that comes to Gardner that comes up with it. She pushes ahead to Porcincula, who's a one-on-two, so she pulls it out. Now running down the lane, she hits Pangalina. Can't get it to go, and it's going to be Seward who comes up with it. Another foul in the backcourt. Not Porcincula. She wasn't around the basketball this time, fortunately. That's going to be, though, Gunderson, so that's her second personal. So Gunderson and Porcincula with two early fouls each. So we're going to definitely have to keep an eye on that foul trouble for the Lady Eagles. They come out with a large advantage. Doubled up the Seahawks 18-9, minute 13 left. A couple of key players in foul trouble. Seward now with the ball. Toloff goes back up top to Vent, who'd recently come in. She tries to pass it, knocked away from got Gardner, but right back into her arms. Seward comes up with it, sets things up again. Now Rose Terry with the ball, tries to skip past it over in the lane. That's going to be Toloff. He's going to be jumped up. That's going to be a jump ball. Good job by Madison Thompson of getting her hands on that one. It'll be a jump ball, and the possession arrow remains here with Seward. And the first substitution for Sam Point, that's going to be Emily Vose coming into the game. And she will give Nicole Gunderson a break. So one of the ladies with two fouls will get a breather. Probably good. Try to keep her out of foul trouble for a little bit. 45 seconds remaining now in the first. Seward with the ball, down by 9. Shots taken, partially blocked by Thompson. But it's going to be the Seahawks, Sinareski, that comes up with it. Another jump ball, though. So a good job by the Lady Eagles getting their hands on the basketballs. And the turnover will go back to the Lady Eagles. So 35 seconds remaining now in the first period. Standpoint with the basketball. Pangalinan now with the ball. She throws it over, and another three-pointer taken and in and out. That was Porcincula. She was 3 feet behind the line and almost got it to go, rattled in and out. But Seahawks with the rebound. They'll push it up ahead. Now a jumper taken from the right elbow. That's no good. Bent missed it, and the ball goes on the floor, and a good job off the bench. Bose comes in, goes to the floor. You got to love to see those kind of hustle plays. She looks like she's a lot of fun. She's got some bright pink hair and some goggles on, so Bose is ready to rock here in Seward, Alaska, playing the JV Seahawks. 11 seconds now. Seward inbounding under their own basket. There's a turnover. Here comes Gardner. She pushed it up. 1-on-3. She doesn't care. Goes over everybody, and she gets the hoop to drop. Brittany Gardner now with 4 points. And at the buzzer, end of the first period of play, it's 20-9, an 11-point advantage for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. We'll take a one-minute break and be back for second quarter action here on KSDP 830 AM.
Thank you very much, Justin. Let's give a shout-out to the Aleutians Eastboro.
Welcome to the Aleutians Eastboro, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians Eastboro.
All right, a couple more seconds. Thank you very much, Mikey, for giving our underwriters a shout-out. And we'll be going back to Seward here in just a sec.
Welcome back to Seward, Alaska. Justin Franchino here on the radio for those in Sandpoint, 830 a.m., KSDP. Calling the Lady Sandpoint Eagles playing the Lady Seward Seahawks. This is their junior varsity squad. And at the end of the first period, a nice jump out, 20-9. The Lady Eagles with the lead with some good full-court pressure defense, some three-point baskets, 10 points from Porcincula. But worthy of note, Porcincula, Justina Porcincula, and Nicole Gunderson each with two fouls apiece. So we're underway here in the second quarter. Sandpoint with the ball. There's a scrum in the paint, kicked out. Going to be Gardner now with the pump fake. She tries to go back up top, but it's stolen away. Here come the Lady Eagles. It's Vent, 1-on-2. Good job by Gardner to get her hands on it. And it's going to be a turnover as Lila Gunderson is checking the game. So we've got Brittany Gardner and Lila. That's Brittany Gardner and Lila Gunderson. Two Gundersons and a Gardner. We're going to get this all figured out here before the end of the game. Standpoint with the ball. Going to be a jump shot taken in the lane. It's going to be a little hard there. Madison Thompson can't get the ball to go. It's going to be out of bounds. But it's going to be stayed here, last touch by Seward. 6:51, just a minute into this second period of action, 20-9, 11-point advantage for Sandpoint. They have the basket on the right baseline. Jumper's taken well long there. Brittany Gardner, no good. Rebound's going to be batted around, and eventually going to be said it's going to be off of the Lady Eagles. So Seward with a chance now to chip into this 11-point deficit on the Lady Eagles. Ball's pushed ahead, and it's going to be kicked around, and eventually Sandpoint tries to get it, and it was actually Madison Thompson who got it, tried an outlet pass, and it was stolen right back. So Seward with a chance to come right back, turnover, creating another turnover. But a good job as an entry pass is knocked away by Madison Thompson, pushes it ahead. Now Gardner, 1-on-1, can't get the left-handed layup to drop. Rebound comes up to Seward. They'll have the ball. Looks like they might have got away with a double dribble there. Toloff, it looked like she had picked up her dribble and then put it down again. but no call. 6:09 left, 20-9 here in the second quarter of action. Stewart with a skip pass, but it's stolen away. This time it's Danteza Pangalina. Pangalinen with the basketball now. She skips it over to Madison Thompson. She's being guarded up top. Swings it over to the left side now. Lila Gunderson with the basketball. Goes to the left elbow. Shot taken, but it's going to be blocked as Bose tried to put it up. Rebound comes to the Eagles. It's going to be Madison Thompson with a nice rebound. And they're going to say it's a foul on the Seahawks, I believe. That's going to be number 32, Charity Sinareski. The three personal fouls for the Seahawks and four for Sam Point, worthy of note. Two of those on Nicole Gunderson and two on Justina Porcincula. She has checked back into the game, along with first-time Abby Vose. Corner three-pointer drilled. Justina Porcincula pick it up where she left off in the first quarter of action. Now 23-9, commanding lead for Sam Point here. 5:35 remaining in this half. Seward with the ball. Skip pass. Going to be a little high. Looks like Rose put a little too much mustard on that. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Sam Point bench. And so Sam Point will be able to come up back up with the basketball. A little bit of full court pressure here. Looks like it might be effective as Vose tries to run it down. And Emily finally does. Gets it to Porcincula, and she'll push it ahead as they try to settle them down. Lila Gunderson now over to Porcincula, firing it right back. Nicole Gunderson is checked back into the game. Left wing, three-point shot taken. It's going to be a little off the mark. Abby Vose, Seward comes up with it, trying to push it ahead, and it's going to be stolen right back. Good hands by Abby Vose, pushes it ahead. Bounce pass, and it's going to be Porcincula who puts it in. So 15 points now. Porcincula is really Porcincula the ball in the basket. 5-minute mark here in the second quarter. 25-9 now. Largest lead for the Lady Eagles here in Seward. Playing the Seward Junior Varsity Seahawks. Ball goes into the right corner. Traps taken, but they're going to pass out of it just in time. Inside interior passing. Good shot, and it's going to be Charity Sinareski who goes to the free throw line. Wasn't able to get the shot to drop, but she will be rewarded with a couple of free throws. And we'll see who the foul is on. I have a feeling. It's the 15th foul. And luckily, nope, that is going to be on Nicole Gunderson. So that is her third personal. So just what we were saying, they don't want. She has now committed three personal fouls. You only get five. Once you have five fouls, you have to sit out. So they're wisely, you're going to take her out of the game as Pangalinen comes in for her. So a bummer. She was just in for about 30 seconds before she picked up her third foul. Neither free throw able to drop for the Seahawks. It's going to be a rebound by Abby Vose. She pushes it ahead. Ball's going to be taken away. The dribble's going to be taken away, so she's going to pass it in the middle, but she finds Emily Vose, who gets her first basket of the night. Now a 27-9 lead for Sam Point. 4.5 remaining in this half. Seward with the ball, down by 18. And it's going to be in the middle. They're going to be swarmed by three Sam Point girls. A push ahead. Porcincula all by herself. Right-handed layup. No, sir. Rebound's going to come up eventually to Seward as she kissed it just a little too hard off the glass. And now a good job, though. I believe that's going to be Pangalinen, who jumps in there in the fray, causes a jump ball, but it's going to be a possession arrow pointing towards Seward. They're going from my right to my left. I'm sitting across from the benches. I'm actually up top above the court. Got a nice little bird's-eye view down on the basketball floor. You can watch with me. I'll be your eyes. Here comes Seward. Halfway point in the second quarter. Ball's passed inside. It's going to be Moore, and she'll be fouled. Into sixth personal on Sam Point. So the next time they foul, there'll be free throws coming for the Lady Seahawks. That one, though, luckily no foul trouble. Emily Vose, that's her first personal. Jump shot's taken by Seward, no good. Rebound, though, will come to Moore. And they're going to say it was poked out of bounds by Pangalinen. So we'll stay right here with Seward. Inbounding in front of the Sam Point bench. Sam Point in the away blues, trimmed in white. Seward, home white, trimmed in green and yellow, the color of the Seahawks. Ball's going to be passed out of bounds and a little too hard. Turnover on Seward and tried to outlet it from the interior, and the ball just went right through the hands of Rose Terry. So, Sam Point with the ball back again. Up top, Porcincula, a little bit of daylight. She doesn't take that one, though. She's usually not shy about those three-pointers, and she's been pouring them in. Already three on the evening. 15 points for her. Ball's passed to the left wing, almost knocked away, but it's back outside. Now it's Pangalinen. And she tries to drive to the basket, and the dribble was taken away, but it's going to be a foul called, on, I believe, on Maddie Moore. So that will be her second, team's fourth. Again, 16 fouls on the Sam Point Lady Eagles. They jumped out to that early lead. Haven't looked back. Up 27-9, 3.5 remaining in the second quarter as Pengalinen gets to go to the free throw line. Biggest problem right now for the Lady Eagles is three personal fouls for Nicole Gunderson. She's on the bench. And two for their leading scorer, Porcincula. Justina, I like that game. Name is Justin, so we're one letter apart from each other. Ball's inbound. It's going to be a box set, and it's going to be Lila Gunderson popping inside, gets it, dribbles it back up top. Now it's Pengalinen to Porcincula. Goes right back to Pengalinen over her head, though, and that's going to be a steal. Seward comes up with the ball. See if they've got any numbers. They don't. Porcincula doing a good job at guarding Rose Terry. Makes her have to set things back up. Toloff now back to Terry. She's going to take a jump shot. In and out. Rebound Pengalinen. She pushes it ahead Porcincula, but it's 1-on-3, so she'll slow things down. Now skip ahead pass. Never mind. She finds Lila Gunderson. Abby Vose now with the jumper. No good. Rebound goes to the Lady Eagles. Eventually comes up to Abby Vose, who kicks it out. Porcincula almost out of bounds, fires the three, and no good. She was tiptoeing on the out-of-bounds line over there on the far sideline, but they come up with it again. Now it's going to be Abby Vose with the three. Front iron for her, and it's going to be batted around, and it's Vose who comes up with it. She can't hit it. That was Emily Vose. Now Seward with the rebound. Pushing it ahead is Alexis Sullivan. Jump shot taken. No good. Hard off the iron for Sullivan. Rebound, though, with Seward. Will stay right here. Now another jumper taken. This time, Sinareski, no good. Rebound, push ahead. Sinareski, Porcincula, 1-on-2. Nice cross-court pass, but it's going to be blocked. That was Abby Vose who tried to take the jumper. Blocked out of bounds. Seward with some smiles. They like that hustle defense down the court. Coach Meg Berry liked the fact that they got back. And now it's going to be three players coming off the bench for the Lady Eagles. It's going to be Thompson, Nicole Gunderson, and Brittany Gardner. So Gunderson back in with those three personals. And staying on the floor is Porcincula and Lila Gunderson. So that'll round out the current lineup. Still 27-9. Not a lot of scoring in the last 2 minutes. 27-9 with 2:16 remaining in the half. Sandpoint jumped out early, and they've been ahead ever since. Three-point baskets and full-court pressure have done it. But they haven't scored recently, so we haven't seen a lot of full-court press. Nice pass inside from Porcincula, but Gardner can't get it to go. Rebound comes up to Seward, pushing it ahead. No numbers. Sophie Dow tries to skip pass, but it's stolen. Pushed ahead. Nicole Gunderson takes the layup. Can't get that one to drop. She was a little bit contested there on the shot. And as Sullivan has the rebound, she tries to come the other way, but they're going to be calling her traveling violation. She was trying to push it ahead, but she shuffled her feet as there was some good pressure defense there. Full timeout taken by the Sandpoint Eagles as they lead 27-9, just 1 minute and 54 seconds remaining in the second quarter of action. Again, a long road trip here, both for Sandpoint and King Cove. Talking to the coaches earlier, of course, as you would know, they're only 83 miles apart, separated by a 25-minute plane ride. So on this road trip together, starting last Wednesday, and both teams have been undefeated on this road trip. The only losses for this Sandpoint girls team was clear back in January on the 13th and 14th when they lost to King Cove, back-to-back games in King Cove. Sandpoint boys were victorious in that doubleheader in Sandpoint over King Cove, but both teams have won, including last night. Some big wins for Sandpoint. Defending state champion Nicolaitis Boy Warriors were defeated by this Sandpoint boys team 75-53. So a nice big win for them as they try to take a little temperature of the state landscape. And then the girls were able to defeat Nicolaitis, who are also a perennial state attender, 53-40. That was leading all scorers for the Lady Eagles was Justina Porcincula with 20 points. Nicole Gunderson had 16. So again, leading scores for those teams, and they're both in foul trouble tonight with Gunderson with 5-3 personals and Porcincula with 2. They jumped out. It was a really close game, back and forth, only a 2-point advantage going into the fourth, and then it was an 18-7 run to finish off the Lady Warriors down in Nicolaitis, a small Russian village, a couple hours, or probably about 3 hours from where we are right now in Seward on the Kenai Peninsula. So, ball's back in play, and there's going to be a layup taken right away. Nicole Gunderson, a baseline pass for her. First 2 points for Gunderson. She had 16 last night, but that's the first time she's found a basket. Now a 20-point margin for the Lady Eagles with $1.24 left in the half. Seward now trying to chip into this lead. It just takes one basket at a time. Ball's on the wing. That's going to be Dow. She tries to skip it over. Now Nicole Smith goes to the elbow high post, but it's blocked away by Porcincula. That's a nervy thing to do when you got two personals. And she tries to go for another steal, so she is not laying off on the defense. You like her hustle. She's got to be careful not to pick up a third foul. Long three-pointer taken by Sophie Dow. No good. Rebound comes. Porcincula, good skip ahead and hits Gunderson, who can't get the layup to go. Her own rebound. That one won't fall either. And Stewart comes up with it. There's going to be a foul underneath. And it was actually, it was both Gunderson and Porcincula underneath. And either way, that's going to be a problem. Porcincula upset about that one. Both hands in the air. She does not want to come out. And she's not going to. But now, folks, that is her fourth personal. That means one more foul, and she'll be out of the game. And adding insult to injury, that's the seventh team foul. So Seward will get to go to the free throw line to try to cut into this 29-9 disadvantage. 52 seconds remaining in the half. So everything good in this half. 20-point lead, great defense, great passing. But the only problem is Gunderson now comes back out of the game. Emily Vose is going to check in for her. She's picked up her fourth personal. So a little risky of Coach Mobeck to even have her in the game, as Alexis Sullivan makes the first free throw. It's a one-on-one situation, so she made the first one. Therefore, she'll be rewarded with another free throw. So a nice, the good news for the Lady Eagles is it's a large advantage. Now 19 points after that first free throw went in. So even with Gunderson on the bench, they do have a little bit of a cushion. And the second free throw also good. So good job from the charity stripe, Alexis Sullivan, now making it a 29-11 lead, just 50 ticks left in the half. Lady Eagles with the basketball, trying to go back ahead by more than 18. Dribbling into the lane, left-handed floater, no good by Brittany Gardner. She'll pass it out, but it's stolen away. And here comes Smith. A couple of Eagles catch up with her, and eventually it's stolen away, and there's Porcincula. She's everywhere, folks. A defensive hound, a shooter. She has great vision, pushing it ahead. She does so once again. Left-handed layup, no good by Brittany Gardner in traffic. Batted around, eventually comes up by Gardner. Outside to Porcincula. Nice pump fake, goes past her man. Little floater in the lane, no good. And it's going to be a rebound to the Seahawks. They'll push it up ahead. Now just 15 seconds remaining. It's going to be Rose Terry. Skip pass to Smith. Back up top. Inside the three-point line is taken a long jumper by Sullivan. No good. Rebound to the Lady Eagles. Push ahead. It's going to be Gardner, who's going to be fouled as she goes to the lane. Good job of taking it strong. And she'll go to the free throw line with only 3.5 seconds remaining. Trying to get, she has 4 points already. Trying to add to that here with a 29-11 advantage. Just a few seconds away from the half. That foul was on the Lady Seahawks. That's going to be on number 23, Alexis Sullivan, her second. So Moore and Sullivan from the Seahawks with two fouls apiece. And, of course, two fouls for Justina Porcincula and four personal fouls in this first half for Nicole Gunderson as she sits on the bench. First free throw not able to drop for Brittany. She'll try to take another one, though, here, and she does. That one's also no good. But the rebound comes to Madison Thompson. Balls on the floor, and the clock is going to expire before anyone can grab possession. So here at the half, it's the Sandpoint Lady Eagles 29 and the Seward Seahawks 11. So a good defensive effort there, especially in that second quarter, as Sandpoint was able to hold the Seahawks to only 2 points while adding 11 more of their own. So a great job here. We'll tally things up before we kick it back to Virgil. I do some quick math here for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. It was 4 points. For Madison Thompson, doing a great job inside. 2 points for Nicole Gunderson with those personal fouls. That really kind of limited her ability to score. She spent a lot of that first half on the bench. 4 points for Brittany Gunderson, all coming in the first quarter. 2 points for Emily Vose. 2 points for Danteza Pangalinen. And leading the way, especially early on, Justina, that's going to be Porcincula. She had 3 3-pointers. For a total of 15 points. So a great effort here by the Lady Eagles. Of course, to follow, 7 o'clock is going to be the Sandpoint boys also taking on Seward Junior Varsity. We're going to kick it back to Virgil now for about a 7 or 8 minute break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KSDP 830 AM.
Justin Frangino, live in Seward, bringing you some Eagles basketball. Taking a little break, we'll give a shout-out to the telephone companies that help us keep the lights on, and some local corporations, too.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
And as always, you can go to apradio.org, click on that Help Out button, lend us a hand, come on down, check in, volunteer, do whatever you can. This is your community station. In the meantime, how about a little bit of music? Ellie King from 2014, X's and O's.
Just like fire, turning up away. Rocket like the world up for just one day. Watch this man. mad, but you can say all the same. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing, about a thing.
From Pink back to Seward. Here we go. Eagles basketball once again.
Yeah, smooth transition from Pink to Seward. We're back here live at Seward. It's the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint taking off the Lady Seward Seahawks. This is their junior varsity squad here in Seward, Alaska. Justin Franchino calling you high school basketball on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Glad to be with you. Glad you could tune in and catch the girls on this long road trip they've been started on clear back last Wednesday, and they'll be wrapping up tomorrow. So far, undefeated, both the girls and guys of Sandpoint. For that matter, girls and guys at King Cove. Early here, the first half, we find ourselves at an 11-29 ball game, as it was all Sandpoint, the Lady Eagles, pouring it on in that first half as they got 15 points out of Justina Porcincula. But their full court press was very effective, but sometimes when you're pressing hard, you pick up some fouls, and that's been the story. Two personal fouls on Justina, and then Nicole Gunderson has four personal fouls. So we'll even see if Coach Mobeck decides to start her in this half or not. But that's the only dark part of an otherwise very bright cloud for the Lady Eagles here. They've really been pouring on great full court defense and some good outside shooting, particularly Porcincula already has three three-pointers. And Coach Mobeck had told me you could probably see that from her. And also another player I want to highlight is Madison Thompson. Been doing a great job underneath and getting her hands on passes in the lane on defense as well. She's really been a contributor. And really all eight players have been in the game and added a lot for these Lady Eagles here early in that first half. They had jumped out to an 18-9 first quarter and then limited the Seward Seahawks to only 2 points. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Seward the junior varsity on the boys' side. And we're going to start with the Lady Eagles with the basketball. They'll bring it down the floor. There's going to be a jump fall on the floor as Pangolinan fell on the floor and then a Seahawk jumped on her. But full court press here, 3-2-2. And it's going to be Seward. It's going to be Porcincula guarding one-on-one. She strips it right away from Rose Terry. Comes down the lane. Little pump fake. Goes up. Can't get the layup to go. Gets her own rebound. Gets it. And that one won't fall, but she will be fouled. So she'll try to add to those first 15 points with a couple of free throws as Justina leads all scorers with 15. Over on the Seward side, it was out of the 11 points scored, it was all Rose Terry there in the first period. She has 9 points of the 11, and 2 free throws made by Alexis Sullivan in that second quarter. They're only points of the quarter. Porcincula puts the first one in. She's a fighter. Girl can't be taller than 5'5", but I'll tell you what, she works hard, she gets her hands on ball, she pushes it ahead well, and she clearly has a shooter's touch. She makes both free throws, and now make it 31-11, back up to a 20-point advantage, just 15 seconds into this third quarter. Here comes Nicole Smith coming down the other way for Seward. She's going to lose out of bounds off her own foot, and so the Lady Eagles will take possession. I'm sitting here up above the court in the wrestling room. I'm across from the benches, and so the Lady Eagles will be going from my right to my left. Seahawks going left to right. Ball's pushed ahead. Nice entry pass, and the layup is good. That's Pangolinan. She gets now 4 points on the evening to make it 33-11, tripling up the Lady Seward Seahawks. They push it across the half-court line. That's Sophie Dow with the ball up top, being guarded very closely by Emily Vose, who's in instead of the foul-plagued Nicole Gunderson. She sits with 4, and another quick-handed steal up top. Porcincula one-on-one. She gets that layup to go. She has been nothing short of spectacular. She just stole it right out of that point guard's hands and went down and got the left-handed layup to go, using the left hand. That's great fundamentals by Justina. Now 35-11, a dollar into the third quarter. Up top, it's going to be Rose Terry. 9 of the 11 points for the Seward Seahawks, so one key on her. Doesn't hurt to put your best defender on her as Porcincula's guarding her tightly. Man-to-man defense from Sandpoint. Ball's dumped inside, jump shot taken. That's Daisy Terry, can't get it to go, but the rebound there by the Seahawks. Eventually, it's going to be Madison Thompson who comes up with it. Baseball pass pushed ahead by Pangolinan and miraculously grabbed by Brittany Gardner, who gets it to go. 6 points for her, now 37-11, with 6.5 remaining in this third quarter of action. Porzingis, Garden-Terry, you can tell she doesn't want any part of her. Backs off a little bit, gives her some space, and now she finally gets it free. And that's going to be Dow, but great defense there. I love what I'm seeing from Emily Bowes. Good pressure defense coming off that bench, picking up the slack. You always love when bench players can come in and you don't lose a beat there. Three-point basket taken at nothing but the bottom of the net. That Sophie Dow gets on the board with a triple with 2 minutes into this third, now 37-14. Here comes Gardner for the Eagles, running to her left, floating with her left. No good. Ball's on the floor. Emily Bowes diving on the floor, and it's going to be Pangolinan who comes up with it, passes it from laying down, and it goes up top to Porzingis, who will organize the puppies. Left-handed screen from Garner. She's going to roll off it, looks to dump inside, but instead takes a three-pointer. No good. A rare thing to say for her. Pangolinan with the ball put back. No good on the right side, and it's going to go off of the Seahawks. So we'll stay right here. Ball's underneath of Sandpoint's own basket. Ball's going to be inbounded. 5.5 remaining in the third. 37-14, 23-point advantage for the Lady Eagles. Jumper taken on the right side. It's going to be well long of the mark, but a rebound goes to Brittany Gardner. Three-pointer on the other side. Kiss off the glass, and no good. Emily Vose with another hustle play. The rebound, it comes off of her hands and eventually goes out to Porzingis, who backs up. Rose Terry does a good job of guarding her closely. Drives in. Nice little bounce pass on the left baseline, and a tough shot. Madison Thompson swishes it in from the left baseline. That's about an eight-footer, and those little mid-range jumpers can be very difficult where you're close enough to the rim or it's hard to shoot it with all your power. So nice shooter's touch there from Thompson. Now 6 points for her. But she's going to get called with a foul right away on the other side. Did a good job at pressuring up top. But got a little too close to her. It's going to be a hip check call. That's the first foul of the second half. Nice welcome sign for Sandpoint not having foul trouble. As, like, once again, Nicole Gunderson sits on the bench with four. Porzingis with two. Two early ones. But she's been able to not get called with foul, which is amazing considering how much she's been active. She's been on the defensive end. Stealing the ball. And it's going to be a nice jumper taken. There is Rose Terry, gets into double digits, 11 of the 16 coming from her. Nice little jumper there on the right-hand side of the court. Now 39-16, big lead still for Sandpoint. 4.5 remaining in this third period of action. Porzingis sets things up. She'll get a left screen from Pangolinan. She gets the drive all the way baseline, floats it up, no good. Rebound comes to Thompson, but it's going to be Daisy Terry who ties her up. Possession arrow remaining here. With Sandpoint, Coach Mo Beck directing the crowd, telling them all where to go. It's going to be a box formation here on the baseline. High screen from Rose. Porzingis rolls, gets the ball in the left corner. Now she's taking Rose Terry. It's really been a one-on-one with them today. Drives in with her right hand and kisses it off the glass. Porzingis, unbelievable. Now 21 points for her. She can do it all. She can hit threes, little jumpers. She's a very complete player on both sides of the floor. Rose Terry tries a crossover, stolen by Porzingis, and it's not going to be a foul now on Rose. As she's a little frustrated, telling her teammates, help me out here, set me a screen, do something, because Porzingis is all up in my business. Porzingis, good job, as she tried to cross over, just stole it right away from her. So Rose Terry now with her first personal, and that's two fouls apiece now, team fouls. As Pangolinan goes to the basket, she's going to be fouled. That's going to be Maddie Moore's third personal, third team foul, as Pangolinan gets to go to the charity stripe. Her first trip at the game. So far from the line today, two of six, is Sandpoint. Porzingis making both of them. 0 for 2 was Gardner and Thompson. And Porzingis, nope, thought she was coming out. She just went over to get a drink of water. Pangolinan can't get the first one to go. Halfway through the first third quarter, second one in and out, unfortunately, but the rebound goes to Maddie Moore, and there's going to be a reach-in call there. That's not what you want. If you're Coach Mobeck, you say she is 80 feet away from the basket. You don't need to reach in there. A silly foul, but it will be called nonetheless, and that's going to be the second foul on Madison Thompson. Third team foul, so both teams now, well, let's see if they give it. We'll see what happens there. All right, 3:50 or 41-16 now. Ball pushed ahead, and it's going to be tied up eventually. Good job by Thompson. It looks like she might have got clocked in the nose as she comes running over to the sideline. She is hurting. She comes over to the bench, and it's going to be Lila Gunderson who comes in for her. That cannot feel good if you're Madison Thompson. Got bumped in the nose. We'll hope that she's okay. 3:41 here, 41-16 in this third period of action. Run to their own basket. Nice little cross screen and a block shot, but a foul on the block as Maddie Moore will get to go to the basket. Pangolinan did a good job at going vertical, but just swung that arm down a little too hard. They call her for the foul, probably the right call. And that's going to be her first personal and the third of the team for the half. So both teams here with three fouls early in this period of play. 33-37 remaining in the third. First free throw good from Maddie Moore. Here's the big story. Four fouls from Nicole Gunderson. He's still sits on the bench, but when you got a lead like this, that's okay. And it might even give her a little bit of a chance to breathe, although I'm sure if she's like the basketball players I know, she wants to be in the game. So that's always frustrating. Second free throw going to be short off the iron. Rebound comes to Pangolinan. Forces to push his head. Lots of bangs inside. Now a skip pass through the lane to Gunderson. Back outside. Now Brittany Gardner penetrates. Bounce pass on the baseline. Nice, strong pivot move from Pangolinan. She gets that to go, 43-17. She was a little too far to the basket. Nice power dribble, backed herself up into a good position. Got the left-handed layup to go. So good left-handed use from the Lady Eagles. Jump shot taken from Seward, no good. The rebound's there. Casey Terry can't get that one to fall. Pangolinan tries to save it, and eventually comes up to Lila Gunderson. 3-on-2, she takes it all the way down the right lane, runs into two players, so she does a nice job of just dribbling right back out. Brittany Gardner now. Over to the left side, Porcincula. She's not afraid to shoot. Back iron. Rebound to Delilah. Hands it right back off to Porcincula. Now 2:50 remaining in the third. Bounce pass inside. That's knocked away. Here it comes. It's Toloff. Gets the left right-handed layup to go. First pass for Toloff. Great steal and a finish now for her. 43-19. 2.5 remaining in this third. Porcincula ahead to Delilah. Into the corner now. 3-point taken from Brittany Garner. Going to be off the mark. And the rebound comes up. Colson pushes it ahead. She's got a girl alone. And finally, it's going to be Brittany Gardner who catches up to her, but not before. Moore takes the shot and is fouled. The shot's no good, but she'll go back to the free throw line. Her second trip of the quarter, one of two earlier. 2:20 remaining now in the third, 43-19, Lady Eagles. Jumped out early, 10 points in that first quarter for Porcincula, led 18-9 at the half, at the quarter. They have not looked back since. Moore gets the first free throw to go. Makes it a 21-43 game. In the game for the Lady Eagles, it's Porcincula, Pangolinan, Lila Gunderson, Emily Vose, and Brittany Gardner. Next free throw taken and also connected on. So good job by Maddie Moore, a post player. You always like it when your post players can contribute from the free throw line. They're typically going to be the ones that get fouled more. A lot of times for these bigger post players, it's hard to make those free throws, but she's 3-of-4 now in the quarter, 43-22. Little skip pass from Porcincula. She tried to go to from her left wing down to the right block to Pangolinan, but it was knocked out of bounds. Seahawks will still be playing defense here. Man-to-man. Both teams have been a man-to-man primarily the entire game. Porcincula drives baseline, tries to go around more, but she steps on the baseline as she does so. So she'll be out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Seward. 2:04 remaining in the third. 21-point advantage for the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. Undefeated on this road trip. Hard to do any time, but especially when you're traveling, not sleeping well, not eating well. Porcincula tries to go inside another reach-in, but this time she's going to... Oh, I'm sorry, Pangolinan. She's going to get called for that one, her second, and the team's fifth. So she was trying to reach in there and just got caught with her hands in the cookie jar. That'll be her second personal. Seward inbounding at the half-court line. Over here on my side, I'm sitting across from the benches, perched up above the bleachers here in the wrestling room, overlooking. Got some yellow bars in my way, so I keep got to have to dodge around them. And that's going to be Alexis Sullivan up top, guarded one-on-one by Gardner. Picks up her dribble, so she finds Rose Terry. Dribbles to that left elbow, but getting her hands in there once again. Justina Porcincula causes the jump ball, possession arrow to Sandpoint. I'll tell you what, she is tenacious. She does a good job of locating that ball and getting her hand on a lot of basketball without getting a foul call. Very impressive. Brittany Gardner driving left baseline. Tries to pass it across the key, but it's knocked out of bounds by Alexis Sullivan. But we'll stay right here, Sandpoint basketball. $1.26 remaining in the third, 43-22. Large lead now for Sandpoint. Inbound on the right block to Porcincula. Nowhere to go. Shoots it over the top of the much taller Moore. Gets her own rebound over Moore somehow, but falls to the ground. And it's out of bounds. A little slow getting up. That would not be good for Sandpoint. But she's going to be held up. I think she'll be able to shake it off, and she'll be Justina fine. All right, coming in is Abby Vose. And Porcincula, oh, she's still kind of rubbing her leg a little bit, limping off to the side. So Coach Vose will not be upset. We'll get hurt here, but we're going to be serious. Charlie order. So we'll see what comes of that. Minute 15, third, 1 point lead for Sandpoint. Here comes Rose Terry, push ahead to Moore. Moore's jumper's knocked away, and they're going to call a traveling violation, which was an interesting call. It looked like Gardner got her hands on that and knocked it out of her hands a little bit. So a lot of times they won't call that, but you may not have seen it, or I may have seen it wrong. I got yellow bars up here, so what do I know? Traveling violation, back to Sandpoint. 1 minute remaining here in the third quarter. Driving baseline's Brittany Gardner. She goes around Moore, skip pass across, but it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Alexis Sullivan, and she'll be fouled in the backcourt. She was trying to push it ahead. She slowed down, and Emily Vose, she's going to be called for her second personal. That's the 16th foul for Sandpoint, only three on Seward. So the next time Sandpoint commits a foul, it'll be free throws coming for Seward. Rose dribbles into the lane. Skip over to Moore, who takes the jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound coming up to Sandpoint. Pushing it ahead. Lila Gunderson now. A little pull-up on the right side. Can't get that four-footer to go. Tried to kiss it off the glass. It goes out of bounds off of Emily Vose. So we'll go back to Seward. Now just 40 seconds left in the third. 21-point lead for Sandpoint. Led by 9 after 1. Led by 18 after 2. So this quarter's been played close. But, of course, when you have a large lead like this, that can happen. I think maybe some zone now from Sandpoint. Maybe a 2-1-2 or a 3-2. Coach said they like playing that 3-2, both full court and half court. And the ball is stripped away now. Lila Gunderson, the ball's on the floor. She's going to jump on it with her. But before, they say that Moore traveled. Anytime you break that plane, you can be on your back and slide for as long as you want. But as soon as you turn to either side or under your stomach or get up, they'll call that for a traveling violation. So turnover from Seward. Now 20 seconds remaining in this third quarter, 43-22. Sandpoint with the ball and 21-point lead. Now onto the right side, driving toward the middle. It's Brittany Gardner. Throws it up, hard off the glass, hard off the iron. Ball falls on the floor, causing that jump ball there. Alexa Sullivan, good hustle from both of them. They're ripping away from each other, and it's a jump ball. So we're going to make a position arrow to Seward, the length of the court, and the shot to get up 10 seconds of fire. Back into the game for Cynthia, so good news. She's not rattled too bad. And then Madison Thompson checks back in, impact player standpoint this evening. It's kind of and poor Cynthia, she gets up close to Alexa Sullivan, who dribbles back, doesn't want any part of that defensive fiend, and she steps on that half-court line after she'd already passed it. So that's an over-and-back call, another turnover forced by Justina. Now there's 3 seconds left, inbounded on the half-court line, 2 seconds now. She dribbles up, got to get the shot off. She launches it, and it's not going to be able to drop. That was a long shot. It had been impressive and went in. So at the end of three, it's Sandpoint 43, Seward 22, and we'll take a one-minute break back to the studio. Justin Franchino for KSDP, 8:30 a.m.
Thank you much, Justin. Let's give a shout-out to, how about Grant and Panera? Thank you much.
This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 8:30 a.m. KSDP.
Big thanks to State of Alaska, Corporation for Public Broadcasting as well. You get money from all those piles and get to make a little bit of radio. We're going to go back to Seward here.
Welcome back, everybody. Justin Franchino for Sandpoint Basketball on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Fourth quarter action. It's been all Sandpoint, led by 9. Now, at the end of the first quarter, they now lead by 21, 43-22. Story of the game, Nicole Gunderson with 4 personal fouls. She sat most of the game so far. In fact, I don't even see her on the bench right now. And Porcincula had 2 early fouls, but she's been able to stay out of foul trouble since then. Engelinen also with 2 personals, and Emily Vose and Madison Thompson all with 2 fouls apiece, but a comfortable lead, so not too much panic. And it's going to be Sandpoint with the basketball. I'm sitting across from the benches here, perched up in the wrestling room. Sandpoint going from right to left, Seward left to right. Ball stolen away by Seward. Stolen right back by Pengelinen, and then right back by Seward. It goes back and forth, so Pengelinen is the one able to come up with it. So some ping-pong in action here. But it's Porcicula, of course, who has the ball to set things up and settle down those Lady Eagles. She throws it over to Lila Gunderson, looking for a teammate. Bounce pass up top to Madison Thompson, creating some space. Tries to go to Porzingis on the left block. That's taken away. Here comes Tolson for Seward. He's going to go all the way to the basket, tries to pass it over to Vent, but it's knocked away. Good job by Pangolinan getting back, and she just knocked that ball out of bounds. Not there fast enough to steal it, but she was able to knock it out. And there is Nicole. She's coming back to the bench. A little bummed that she's had a lot of foul trouble, not a lot of playing time today, but hey, they're playing games in 8 days, so a little bit of a breather could be a help. Ball's inbounded, and Seward tries to put the shot up. That was Daisy Terry not able to go. Madison Thompson with the rebound outlet. Here comes Lila Gunderson, one-on-one. Pulls up, nowhere to go. Rose Terry took that away, goes outside to Pangolinan, who goes up in the lane, in and out, off the rim and all over the rim. But it goes to Madison Thompson, put back no good, comes back outside to Porzingis inside to Pangolinan, and she will get fouled, rewarded with two free throws. She's got 6 points on the evening, is going to try to make it eight. Just a minute into this last period of action here at Seward High School, and it's the junior varsity squad from the Lady Seahawks and the Lady Eagles here of Sandpoint. Boys to follow, 7 o'clock start time, and we're probably pretty close to that being a reality. Might be pushed back a little bit. Pangolinan takes the first free throw, hard off the back iron. That's the fourth team foul on the Seahawks, first personal on Daisy Terry. Daisy and her flower sister Rose. Rose has 9 of the 22 points, or 11 of the 22 points, half the scoring for Seward. Had 9 of those in the first period, all the points that Seward scored. Second one's not able to go either. It's a rim violation. Didn't hit the rim, so they just give it right back to Seward, inbounding it on their far baseline from their basket. They'll push it ahead. 6:45 remaining in the game. 21-point lead for Sandpoint. Seward with the ball. Been down big most of the game. Alexis Sullivan now goes to the corner. Rose Terry takes a three-pointer. Not able to go, but she gets her own rebound. Puts it back up in the lane. A little short off the iron. Rebound comes up to Pangolinan. Clears the runway, and she'll bring it down herself. Porzingis usually doing that job, but that time it was her. Jump shot taken. No good by Madison Thompson. And it's going to be Rose Terry, player of the game if I was scoring it, for Seward. Bringing it up, being guarded by Abby Vose, creates some separation. Nice interior pass. Daisy Terry puts it up. Can't get it to go. Her own rebound. Another put back. Also won't drop. And eventually the rebound comes up to Madison Thompson. Bounce pass to Lila Gunderson. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Seward. So Sandpoint inbounding in front of Seward's basket. Try to go three-quarters court of the distance. Now 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Still 43-22. No scoring here in the fourth quarter of action. Porzingis drives, right-handed floater, and she kisses it off the glass again. So 23 for number 23, Justina Porzingis, and that's the second time she has used the glass, the bank shot, in the key. She's guarding Rose Terry up top. It's been those two tonight, the main storyline. Jump shot taken, no good there by Sullivan. Out of bounds, but there's going to be a foul called on the Sandpoint Eagles. And I think that's coming up. I think he called for 23. We'll see in a second. 5 team fouls on the Seahawks. And it's going to be Brittany Gardner checking into the game for the Lady Eagles. And look who's back, Nicole Gunderson, who had sat for the entire third quarter. So she's sat with over 10 or 11 minutes of basketball play, as Pangolinan will also come out. So it's going to be Thompson, Gunderson, both Gundersons, Porzingis, and Brittany Gardner. Shots inside, taken, no good by Nicole Gunderson, which is too eager to get a shot up after all that time on the bench. That won't fall, though, and Seward gets the rebound. Pushing ahead, 5:15 remaining in the game, 45-22. Seward with the ball, down by 23 points. It's been all Sandpoint. Ball goes to the left elbow before Porzingis gets her hands on another one. But Seward that comes up with it. Missed shot there by Daisy Terry. Push up top. 3-point basket taken by Sophie Dow. Back iron. Put back by Rose. No good. And Maddie Thompson corrals it. Pushing it ahead. Here comes Porzingis. Trying to find her teammate. And she does. Great skip pass ahead to Nicole Gunderson. And she's happy to be back on the board now. 4 points for her. And Seward trying to pass it in. They stepped across the baseline. The person who was inbounding it took that step, put her foot across the baseline. That's a lane violation. So the ball will go right back to the Lady Eagles after that quick basket with a good fast break from Porzingis ahead to Gunderson. Ball's inbound, but it's stolen away. Here comes Alexis Sullivan, trying to go on the left side, uses her right hand, doesn't go, rebound to Nicole Gunderson. And somebody tried to tie her up, and they're actually going to call a foul. Strong pivot there from Nicole Gunderson, as it's going to be Sophie Dow picking up her first personal. And that is the sixth team foul. So both teams with six fouls apiece. So every foul from here on out will result in free throws with 4:35 remaining in the basketball game. 47-22. Porcincula brings it up, enjoying a 25-point lead for her team. She has scored 23 of their 47. She dribbles to her left, pull up. Good job by Rose Terry to get all over her after she's taken away her dribble, but she gets it over to the right side now. Lila Gunderson backs it up to Porcincula. Takes her ponytail thing off and just flings it over to the bench. So this is not working for me. Now she's got that long flowing hair going unfettered. She dribbles to the left baseline, shoots it. And even with that free flowing hair, Porcincula adds to her total now 25 points. Nice little jumper from her. And just under the halfway point here in the final period of play, it's 49-22. End point with the big lead. Alexis Sullivan now over to Rose Terry, unable to fire. Nicole Gunderson comes up with it. Looks like Porcincula might have had another little ponytail there. It's still kind of holding form. I'll keep you updated on that. Here comes Nicole. Porcincula. And there's going to be a foul called. And if it's on Seward, we're good. But if it's nope, that's going to be on Nicole Gunderson. So that's going to be her fifth personal, and she'll be out of the basketball game. So after coming in, she had sat for the entire third quarter, the first few minutes of the fourth, played for about a minute or two, and then picked up her fifth personal. She kicks the bench on the way over, not happy, letting those emotions fly. That'll happen in the course of a game. Frustrating game for Nicole, but nothing to be hanging her head about. She played hard tonight, and her team is enjoying a sizable advantage. Because of that fifth personal foul, that will be the seventh team foul. So it's going to be Daisy Terry, going to the throw line. Can't get the first of the bonus to go. So the rebound will come up to Lila Gunderson, who pushes it ahead, bounce pass, trying to go to Gardner, but it's going to be stolen away by the Seward Seahawks, Alexis Sullivan. Pushing it ahead is Dow. Dow now, though, she's stolen. Good job, comes behind the three. She pokes it away, and it goes out of bounds. So Seward will get the basketball. As it was Sullivan dribbled up the court, and Gardner just came right behind her. She didn't even see it coming. Pokes it out of bounds. Seward stacking it under their own basket. Line up on that right box. And he poked out of bounds by Porcincula. How many times has she gotten her hand on the basketball on the defensive end? Checking in for Sam Point. It's going to be Abby Vose and Pengalinen. Even Porcincula and Lila Gunderson a break. Entire bench in now for Sam Point. Ball's inbounded. Shot's no good on the right block there for Maddie Moore. And it's going to be out of bounds on Seward. 3:08 remaining in this game. 49-22. Comfortable lead for Sam Point. Boys to follow. Tip-off supposed to be at 7 o'clock. It'll be close to that. Pengalinen with the ball up top. Man-to-man defense from Seward. Pengalinen picks up her dribble. Directs traffic. Now skips it over to the left side. It's going to be Gardner. She's a good 4 or 5 feet away from the three-point line. Now to the baseline. Left side. 15-foot jumper. No good from Pengalinen. Rebound comes up to Maddie Moore of the Seahawks. She pushes it ahead to Nicole Smith. Smith now dribbles it up the floor. No one's guarding her. Finally, Gardner picks up the three-point line. Up ahead, three-point taken by Dow at the top of the key. No good. Ball falls on the floor. Dow gets her own rebound now. Skips it over to Sullivan. That's going to be partially blocked by Emily Vose. And it's Pengalinen who comes up with it, pushes it ahead to Gardner, and she'll settle things down for Sam Point. Ball's up top. Nate Thompson looking around to see who she's got. Pengalinen rises to the lane. Jump shot taken and good right on that running right elbow. She takes the jumper and it falls. Good job from Pengalinen. That gives her 8 points on the evening and a 51-22 point lead to the 2 minute warning of this basketball game. Long jumper taken and not connected on by Sullivan. Moore tries to get the rebound, saves it, but she steps out of bounds as she does so on the baseline, so it'll be Sam Point basketball. Up by Sam Point again tomorrow wraps up this particular part of the road trip. They will be playing Lumen Christi, also a 1A team in their division. And they will at the 1A level. And that'll round it out before they go to Bristol Bay with Sam Point and King Cove for that tournament from the 6th to the 31st. Pengalinen with the ball at the free throw line. Taken over to Emily Vose. No good. Maddie Thompson tries to get the rebound. And it's going to be pushed ahead to... That's going to be Rose Terry. And they're going to call a reach-in foul there. I believe that was Pengalinen That will be her third personal foul and the eighth team foul, so a one-on-one situation. If Rose gets the first one to drop, she will be rewarded with another. This will try to add her team by 11 points. Two of the game. Down by 29, she can chip into that. First free throw, no good, so not a second one coming. Rebound, though, and a put back by Moore, no good. They're going to say that was an all-ball block. And it's pushed ahead, Penguin, Pat, and makes a shot, no good, left side. Lila Gunnarsson, so she won't get a second. But the rebound right there off the board, that was Maddie Thompson with the putback. Now 8 points for Maddie on the game. On 11 left in the game, it's 53-22, largest lead for Sam Point. 2-1-2 zone. Here comes Nicole Smith, drives baseline. Rose meets her there. Back over to Rose Terry. Free throw line jumper taken short. And the rebound comes up to Sam Point. Rebound Maddie Thompson. Pangolinan pushes it ahead, tries to find Abby Vose. A little too much mustard on that one, out of bounds. And Seward gets the ball back with the 51 seconds remaining in the game. Well in hand after an 18-9 jump from Sam Point with some early full-court defense that really rattled Seward. 3-point baskets, and since then, it's just been some solid half-court baskets.